Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study Galatians chapter 1, we were taught that when God repeats something, we had better pay attention. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Remember the Bible command in 2 John, verses 9 through 11? Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not to your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Now, this is why we need to pray to have the mind of Christ and quick recall of his word in all situations. You don't even invite that person into your house and stand on the doorstep and try to give them the gospel. They won't receive it. Let them go. So he says, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed.
Wow.
Again, any other gospel unto you than we have preached unto you, verse 8, let him be accursed. It comes from the Greek word anathema, and it means accursed and doomed to destruction. It is to be given, whatever this thing is, to God for destruction, for God's will and his sake. And this principle here is so important that he's just stated here in verse 8. Verse 9 repeats it again. Isn't that interesting? For verse 9 says, as we said before, so I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. That is powerful, my friend. That is powerful. And yet, that's exactly what God means. Now, the gospel is not to be altered. To alter it is to risk the wrath of God. And I hope you understand what I just said. To alter the gospel is to risk the wrath of God. Now, these people, the Judaizers, are accursed because they preach it, and they believe it. The statement is also showing that God is not going to provide another way to heaven than the one that he has provided in Christ Jesus. And I'm so glad of that. I'm so glad that I don't have to live this life guessing, wondering if I'm saved, that I just go to his word, take him at his word, and that's all we need. So this verse 9 was a repeat of verse 8 just for emphasis. When God repeats something, he means it. You've seen in the Bible, verily, verily, meaning truly, truly. It means you better pay attention. Matter of fact, we're reminded of Pharaoh's dreams. Remember, he had the dream where seven bad ears of corn came up and devoured seven good ears of corn, and seven lean cattle came up and devoured seven good cattle. And then he was told that these two dreams had one purpose. They were repeated there for emphasis to assure him it will happen. So you've noticed here, you preach another gospel, you're going to be accursed. And it's repeated for emphasis. So he said, before. And so now I say, again. These are in the continual tense. When he led them to Christ and taught them he reiterated to them the gospel, so no one would come by later and pervert it. That's why you try to make sure when you lead somebody to Christ, they understand fully and totally exactly how to get saved and what the gospel is so that nothing can be added to it. Now, it's wonderful when one sees someone who has lived in all kinds of sin and they are presented the gospel of grace and they hear that they can be forgiven and have their slate clean and they repent and believe the gospel and their life is changed because they are now new creations in Christ Jesus. The old things are passed away and all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:58. You keep giving the gospel, it's not in vain, because we know that the gospel can change people. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And isn't this why that Jesus told the disciples there, or said in front of the disciples, when the Pharisees, scribes were there, talking about their own self-righteousness, he told them, the harlots and the publicans go into the kingdom of God before you do. Boy, I tell you, that was a slap in the face to them because they thought they were just so good. You see, they were the new evangelicals of the day, and they knew just the right way to do everything. They changed it. For an example, they tried to amend the Ten Commandments. They said, well, you don't have to honor your mother and father if you've got a lot of money and you got other gifts, and it's a gift, so use your gifts because God gave them to you to use them for yourself. No. No, see, they were amending the gospel, and then they were going everywhere to try to go out and make proselytes or to make converts to their way, not to the word, not to salvation, but to their way. And God called them, or Christ called them, twice the children of hell. Well, when Christ says a person's that way, let me tell you something. A person's that way. And so, we seek to lead people to Christ, and then, as the Great Commission says, to teach them to observe all that he's commanded us. You see, after they are saved, they got to be taught. They're just like babes in Christ, and so you have to teach them and help them to grow so that they're not caught by these accursed people. You can be very genuine as far as your intent, very honest, very sincere, and be sincerely wrong. A story told of a lady on a train years ago that didn't know where to get off. And the conductor said, well, ma'am, don't worry about it. I'll get you when it is time for you to get off. Well, the train stopped in the middle of the night, and a man in another seat woke the lady up and says, I think the conductor forgot you, so I'll help you get off. And she was carrying a baby in her arms, so he helped and placed the luggage on the platform. And the train left after she was let off. And later, the train stopped again, and the conductor came back and asked, where's the lady that was here? This is her stop. And the man said, well, no, I helped her. You know, you stopped there a little while ago. That was the next stop. He said, that wasn't the station. That was an emergency stop. You helped that lady get off in a snowstorm, and nobody will be there for her. Well, they backed the train up, got to the area, searched, and they found her and the baby dead, froze to death. This man trusted his theory instead of seeking where he could have gotten the truth. And my friend, you go to the Word to get the truth. Don't believe the theories of men. It cost this lady her life. She was a victim of trusting false news she thought was good for her. So too, many a soul will be in hell who trusted the words of false prophets. That is why it is repeated, let him be accursed people that give a false hope and a false gospel, an unrepentant heart, a lascivious gospel salvation, is a person who needs to be accursed. They actually need to be saved. So we've seen a corrupted gospel. We've seen here accursed in verses 8 and 9, after the corrupted gospel in verses 6 and 7. But now, look at the choice in verse 10 here of our text. So let's read that again. He says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." See, we need to get some definitions here first. Persuade is defined here in this verse as to seek to persuade or solicit the favor of. It is what the Greek scholars call a present infinitive meaning, someone who seems to do this repeatedly. The word doulos, or the word servant here, if I should please men, then he said I should not be the servant. And that word is, the Greek word is doulos. It was the lowest form of a servant in that day. It is defined as one who is in a permanent relationship of servitude to another. His will is altogether consumed in the will of the other. So as a traveler come by and have those dirty feet, it was this guy's job usually to wash their feet. He was the lowest servant. Dr. David Snyder, Baptist International Missions General Director there, shared this illustration in a sermon. Just, boy, I tell you what, it just stuck with me. It basically slapped me around a little bit and reminded me that I was just a sinner saved by grace, and I wasn't even that dedicated when he gave this story. And just very recently, he just told the story of in an African nation where they were having a little missions conference there in their church that they had found and formed. And one girl came in there with, and I believe she's a teenage girl, but came in with 85 cents to give for missions. And they asked her, "Well, wow, where'd you get this 85 cents? Because they knew the family was very poor and didn't have 85 cents. And she said how she had sold herself to a farmer that she would be a servant in his fields the rest of her life. But she was glad to be able to give something that the gospels could be spread around the world." Well, I don't know about you, but that tells me I'm not the great dedicated Christian that I may at times think that I am. And I really don't. But boy, it just tells me how far off the ball that I am. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.